Well, good morning and welcome back to the radio broadcast from Independence Baptist Church. Now this month we're studying out of Matthew chapter 5, and it's in this chapter that the Lord preaches what is commonly called the Sermon on the Mount. Now, and Pastor Reynolds has already pointed out that there was a multitude of people there, but Jesus at one point had turned and was specifically preaching to his disciples. And during last week's message, Pastor Reynolds was sharing with us the portions of the sermon that deal with talking about those that mourn being comforted, the meek that would inherit the earth, those that hunger and thirst for righteousness being filled, and the merciful receiving mercy. But before we pick up with the next one, which is the pure in heart, let's remember that each of these things is a result of spiritual truths. And as Pastor Reynolds stated, you know, they're produced by God upon those that have a true spiritual conviction. You know, false conviction is not going to produce these spiritual results. And so we need to keep that in mind as we continue forward in this message on the Sermon on the Mount. So without any further delay, here's Pastor Reynolds.
Matthew 5 in verse number 8, the Bible says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Notice that Jesus Christ is making this very plain. He is stating that the pure in heart, not those that are just simply pure in the head. The intellect may be correct, but the heart could be wrong. Jesus Christ is speaking not about emotions. The emotions can be correct, yet the reason for the emotions may be wrong. Jesus Christ is not speaking about actions. The actions may be right, but if they are not from the heart, they are unacceptable. If the heart is wrong, the improper actions are still not accepted. Jesus Christ is saying that anything outward may not be correct. If all of the outward actions are not from the inner man, they are wasted. You see, man cannot clean his own heart. Jeremiah 17 in verse number 9, the Bible said that the heart is desperately wicked above all things. And who can know it? The righteousness of God can be in every heart when it is washed with the water of the Word of God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. When shall they see God? I think in this life is a good place to start. Worshiping God in spirit and in truth and in pure fellowship with other believers as we assemble together in the house of God to worship Him in spirit and in truth. But I think that we seeing God is not just in this life only, rather in the life that is to come, when we shall see Jesus Christ face to face. What a day that will be. The Bible says in Matthew 5 in verse number 9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Who are the real peacemakers? The Bible said in Romans 14, verse number 19, "Let us follow after the things of peace." Real peace, you see, comes with knowing Christ, not just in having peace between nations. This peace, the peace that God gives, is more than peace between neighbors. But it is speaking of a peace regardless of the outside circumstances, which many times take our peace from us. Preaching the everlasting gospel gives the kind of peace that Jesus Christ is preaching about. And everybody that's saved can preach the everlasting gospel of Christ. It's not talking about just what comes out of your mouth, but it is living the kind of life that God wants you to live. You see, it is not that Jesus Christ is compromising with anything at all when he preaches everlasting peace. The only people on this earth who are called the children of God are those that openly declare the gospel of eternal salvation, which God freely gives to all who come to him and receive the free gift of eternal life. Anybody who declares another gospel other than a full forgiveness by Christ, other than simply trusting Christ for eternal life, will never be called the children of God. There is absolutely nothing anybody can do to add to anything that's called Christ. Nothing at all that anybody can ever add to that. Jesus Christ is the perfect one. And Jesus Christ has done everything necessary for us to be saved. In Matthew 5, verse number 10, the Bible said, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Anybody that endures suffering on this earth for righteousness' sake, this is for God's righteousness, not ours, and suffers because of standing for God's righteousness, will be rewarded in eternity with the kingdom of heaven. Note, it is not here and now that this righteousness comes, but later, after death, after all the troubles and miseries this world has to give is over with, that many of these blessings come. If you are looking for blessings now, forget it. Blessings that come later in eternity will never be diminished in the absolutely least. Eternal blessings are much greater and longer lasting than any blessing that we receive now anyway. The person that has their eyes upon the Lord will be blessed. Look with me in the book of Matthew 5 and verse number 11. The Bible said here, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." Many men must endure many evil things in this current life in which we're living. I know that there's some who preach pie in the sky and start eating now. This philosophy is not necessarily true in every case. Many suffer in this present world because of their evil actions. But this passage is not speaking about reaping what we sow. If we sow evil, we shall reap evil. But if we sow good, we shall also reap good. This passage is speaking about things that are done for the cause of Christ. At least, that is what the latter part of the verse declares. Verse 11 states, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." In verse number 12, the Bible ends this passage by stating, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." There ought to be a great rejoicing when men revile you, when men persecute us, when men speak evil of us. However, there's oftentimes a sadness that comes upon us. When people say bad things about us and we've done right, we don't think about it the right way. Note, the equality of believers is that one day, the day when Christ spoke to prophets in the Old Testament, we must remember that God is timeless. We are very timed creatures. We operate according to the clock, but God has no clock with him. In eternity, there is none there. God is eternal. We are not. Christ watches over this world. Therefore, Christ sees absolutely everything that happens on this earth. Nothing, absolutely nothing, ever slips by His gaze or His understanding or His memory. God sees everything that happens, even to a very clear viewing of what people think in their minds, even if they never say it. God still knows and God still records it. God knows everything. But as far as us, we only know what we choose to remember. Sometimes, even our memories are not what they ought to be. Sometimes, what we think is not really the way it is. God wants every believer to totally trust and rely upon Him, not on what people say about us or about Him either. These are the Beatitudes that Jesus Christ spoke when He preached the Sermon on the Mount. It was very clear in His emphatic statements. And the things that Jesus Christ said left the people astonished. Notice in verse number 28 of Matthew 7, as Jesus Christ finished preaching the Sermon on the Mount, here is what people said as they were spellbound at His preaching. The Bible said, it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at His doctrine. For He taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. The authority that Jesus Christ spoke with was heavenly authority. It was God's language to them. And they understood what He was saying to them was absolutely and totally the truth. Jesus Christ is well able to know everything about us. Notice that there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing hidden from Almighty God. God sees it all, God knows it all, and God is well able to bless. God is well able to curse as well. God can take care of you. God can take care of me. God can take care of the things that are all about me. God knows about all that. This tells me this, that God knows us. God knows you. And if you're lost today, even if you're religious, if you're lost, Jesus Christ is the one. He's the only one that can wash away your sins. If you will come to Jesus Christ and just recognize that you are a sinner in the sight of Almighty God, Jesus Christ can save your soul. That's the truth. That's the way it is. Jesus Christ gives eternal life. To who? To those people that come unto Him. If you're lost, trust Jesus today. And Jesus Christ, He knows you. And Jesus Christ can save your unworthy soul. Is our prayer for you.
You know, I'd really like for you to just sit back for a second and think about the fact that this is called the Sermon on the Mount. If you really think about what that means, the Lord Himself actually preached these very truths Himself while He was here on the earth. This is an actual sermon that Christ preached to His disciples and that He has preserved perfectly for us. You know, and we absolutely pray that it's been a blessing for you and that you'll be able to go back to the same chapter often and that you're going to dig into it in your own personal Bible studies. You know, and I'd even encourage if you want to go back and listen to the last three messages, then you can simply go to the audio section of our website and look for radio broadcasts. And from there, you're going to be able to listen to them again as you need to. Now, that website address is independencebaptist.org. Now, we also want to take just a minute and invite you to services. We're going to be meeting at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and 4:30 worship services. Our building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestell, Missouri, and we absolutely look forward to being able to see you there with us this morning. Now, as we wind down for today, let me once again thank you for listening and encourage you to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message out of Matthew chapter 5.